for today is House Bill 1180 to revise certain provisions concerning business improvement districts and to exempt general occupational tax receipts from the sales and gross receipts tax. Representative Schaefer.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and good morning, committee. I am Representative Schaefer from District 17, and it is for Clay and Turner County. And I'm here to introduce this bill again, but it's been changed some more, and I think it's really going to be a good bill. I'd just like to point out some parts of the bill that are being changed. And if you look on page 1 and line 12, it is for the construction or installation of convention or event centers, and so forth and so on. The rest of it is old language. That's the new part. And on page 2, line 8, we would like to change that line just a wee bit, and it's the development of any activities and promotion of the district area, not just necessarily events, but the promotion of the district area. And on line 20, we added, for the purposes of this chapter, an established business area may also include non-contiguous property within the incorporated municipality that has a common zoning designation. And on page 3, Representative Wick, I have an amendment. Could I speak to the amendment also?
Is it an amendment that's been passed out?
Yes.
Yes, I'll allow you to speak to the bill and the amendment.
Okay, thank you. On page 3, line 14, are going to ask you to delete the part that says, or on rented hotel and motel rooms and units, and insert, or based on rooms rented by any lodging establishment to transient guests as defined in 1045-7. If the occupational tax is based on the rooms rented by a lodging establishment, the tax shall be imposed on the transient guest, and such tax may not exceed $2 per occupied room per night. However, no occupational tax may be imposed on any transient guest who has been offered a room by a lodging establishment on a complimentary basis, and no fee or rent was charged for such room. And also then we'd like to delete line 15. And on line 16, delete may not exceed $2 per occupied room per night. And then on page 5, we would like to delete line 7, 10 to 17 inclusive. And there are several people who would like to speak to this bill, and so I will let them speak to it and stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Schaefer.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Harry Christensen. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Convention Visitors Bureau of Rapid City, South Dakota. House Bill 1180 comes to you on two bases. Number one, last year we made a commitment to Representative Schaefer that we would help her pass the bill that we kind of hijacked over in the Senate for another purpose. And in light of an Attorney General's opinion, which I'll hand out, that came out in April of last year relating to business improvement districts.
We can have one of the pages can help.
Uh, This is the first time that there was a written analysis of the Business Improvement District legislation, which was originally passed in 1983. And as a result, it changed the methodology that many communities and municipalities have been using to establish these type of districts. And what we did in there, rather than argue with the Attorney General, we came to the legislature to fix some of the things that were pointed out that were problemsome. The amendment basically includes a language that the Revenue Department wanted with respect to be consistent with tax streamlining and also consistent with language in the Revenue Code. And the exemption of complementary rooms was something that was forgotten in the original draft of the amendment. Basically, what the changes do allow is recognize modern development and uses of business improvement districts. The probably one of the more critical aspects of it is the not requiring the contiguous nature of the properties. As originally envisioned, business improvement districts were thought to be just a local downtown district, which was where business was. As it has evolved and development and communities evolved, you have places like, particularly with hotels, where they're not all contiguous. There may be some on exit 59, there are hotels at exit 60, there's some on 16A, and you can just take that into your own communities and envision where the development of hotels and motels have been. And what this does, it recognizes those changes in the way that communities have developed, particularly with hotel properties. The other major changes are really not all that major. We've made this occupational tax consistent with the original thought of the occupational taxes by putting it in the same section. The use of it has been expanded somewhat. Instead of it just for using a promotion of events in a district, it's for promotion of the district period. There was kind of a facade that was created that you would have one event and you'd promote it all year long. Well, that's the same thing as promoting the district, and we thought nothing wrong with a little intellectual honesty and put into law exactly what was happening on the streets. With that, I'd be available to answer any questions with respect to the legislation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Christensen. We'll hold the questions and until we've had all the proponents and opponents. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1180?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is George Valentine. I represent the South Dakota Innkeepers Association, which is an association of about 300 motels throughout the state. And we've reviewed this legislation. We've had several people look at it. We've had some long discussions on it. And at this point, we would support the bill. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valentine. Further proponents to House Bill 1180?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Lauren Pankratz, registered lobbyist for the Visitor Industry Alliance. Without going into any more detail than Mr. Christensen has already provided to you, I think it's important to look at this legislation really as he indicated. It's an update to more accurately reflect the conditions and environment that we're living in with respect to where properties are located and how those districts can better function. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, we would urge your support of House Bill 1180 as amended, when amended.
Thank you, Mr. Pankratz. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, David Owen, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry, we support the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Further proponents to House Bill 1180.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. These have been a very useful tool. This is very much a clarifying bill and will make them even more useful. So we would urge your support of the bill and the amendment.
Thank you, ma'am. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Pat McElgum, Reps of the Area Chamber of Commerce. We support this bill for the reasons stated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents to House Bill 1180. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1180? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1180? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1180? Representative Schaefer will waive the rebuttal. It doesn't look like you have anybody that's disagreeing with you this year. And we'll go to committee action and or discussion. Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Amendment 1180 FD.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Van Etten, seconded by Representative Weems to move the Amendment 1180 FD. Discussion, Representative Van Etten.
Okay. I think the amendment and the bill are both good for the industry.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same. Motion carried, and House Bill 1180 is amended. Representative Turbeville.
Move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative Hills to pass. Discussion, Representative Turbeville.
None, sir.
Hang on 1 second. Representative Dykstra.
I'd just like to note that, for the record, I think the sponsor has done a good job carrying this this legislation, and I appreciate all the assistance and support that she's received from the other proponents, and it's good to see that things do come around.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is to do pass on House Bill 1180 as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Buckingham.
Aye.
Dykstra.
Aye.
Karnas.
Aye.
Glover.
Aye.
Hackle.
Aye.
Hills.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Nostroff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
Van Etten.
Aye.
Weems. Aye.
Koistinen.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye. Motion carries, it's unanimous.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Turbeville.
Move consent.
Second.
Moved by Representative Turbeville to put it on a consent calendar and seconded by Representative Van Etten. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify with nay. Hearing none, House Bill 1180 will go to the consent calendar.